Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Lynn here. Today is Tuesday, August 31st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news from Florida Fish and Wildlife, keep your eyes peeled for any skunks in your area and report your sightings to help the biologist map the ranges of striped and spotted skunks. Thanks to over 600 sightings so far, Florida Fish and Wildlife researchers have an excellent start. You can check out the range maps and report your sightings at myfwc.com/skunksurvey. That's myfwc.com/skunksurvey. Your local events this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Frostproof Bulldogs in a non-district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. and Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting at 7:25 right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County. First up, Hardy County is looking for a public works director. Qualifications include a bachelor's degree in civil engineering, 5 years of experience in roadway design, engineering, drainage, or public works, and a valid Florida driver's license. Wanzek Construction is looking for a heavy equipment operator, a high school diploma or GED, and at least 1 to 3 years of experience and related training are required. And Veterans Engineering is looking for a wastewater plant manager and level 2 project manager. A bachelor's degree, 5 years of wastewater and 3 years of project management experience, and a wastewater license are preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 87 degrees out with a 5% chance of rain, intermittent clouds. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 8, very high. Winds west-southwest at 6 miles per hour with gusts up to 8. Humidity is extremely humid, 65%. The dew point 74. Cloud cover is 70% with visibility at 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny this morning, then partly cloudy, with isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 90, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 and a 40% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then scattered showers and thunderstorms after midnight with lows in the mid-70s and southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Producers are reporting increased optimism. In a recent AgriMarketers poll, the 193 respondents reported on the impact of increased farm prices. When asked how the surge in ag commodity prices impacted their firm's outlook, 89% responded very positively, 9% said somewhat positively, 2% said no impact, and 0% said negative impact. The poll is a service of AgriMarketing magazine. Exporters sold $15.2 billion worth of American farm products to China in the first 6 months of 2021, raising the possibility of record sales this year. That's according to economist David Widmar, who tells Agriculture.com sales are on pace to hit $33.7 billion, with some of the most active months for sales still to come. The 2020 Phase 1 agreement that de-escalated the trade war called for China to import $43.6 billion worth of U.S. food, ag, and seafood products this year. With the holiday season fast approaching, suppliers expect a good season and rising demand for California pomegranates. According to thepacker.com, California pomegranates are a true fall fruit, with nearly all shipments moved from September through December. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service reports 2020 shipments of pomegranates from California were up 7% from 2019. Suppliers said the pomegranate crop looks good despite hot weather during the growing season.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has recently expanded the citrus black spot quarantine in five southwest Florida counties. APHIS added 37 sections in Charlotte, 17 sections in Collier, 45 in Glades County, and 68 in Hendry County. 28 sections were added in Lee County to the quarantine area. The expanded quarantine comes after a survey by Florida's Department of Agriculture confirmed detections of Citracarpa, the fungus virus that causes CBS. There are restrictions on interstate movement or foreign trade of fruit from these areas. Fresh citrus fruits moved interstate from CBS quarantine areas now must be processed using APHIS-approved methods and packed in commercial citrus packing houses operating under a compliance agreement with APHIS. The Florida Ag Department uploaded an informational video.
Decontaminate all equipment, including but not limited to pick sacks, ladders, filled bins, clippers, processing tubs, buses, and goats, according to Schedule 11. To decontaminate yourself, conduct a debris check, removing any plant material, and spray with decontaminant according to Schedule 11.
Citrus black spot was first identified in Collier and Hendry counties in Florida in 2010. It can cause up to 60% yield loss and some fruit drop in severe situations.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio Program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News Program.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks wound up mixed on Wall Street, with the S&P 500 managing just enough of a gain to mark another record high. The Dow slipped and small company stocks fell. Gains for a handful of big tech companies were the main driver behind the 0.4% increase in the S&P 500 index, where slightly more stocks fell than rose. Apple, Amazon, and Facebook all rose 2% or more. The tech-heavy NASDAQ added 0.9% today. The Dow lost 56 points, closing at 35,399. The NASDAQ was up 136 to 15,265. The S&P 500 gained 19 points to 4,528. New York oil rose 47 cents, closing at $69.21 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We'll start with baseball and the A's, who win the last two games of their four-game set with the Yankees.
After a 13-game win streak, the Yankees have now lost two in a row as the A's score two in the eighth to win it 3-1. Tony Kemp hit the go-ahead in the eighth inning to move the A's within 2.5 games of the second-place wild card spot occupied by the Red Sox.
We're going to continue to fight to make this playoff push, and I just wanted to finish August strong and go into this road series to Detroit and Toronto. It's going to be big for us. It's going to be a big off day, especially get some guys some rest. So, good series split right there for sure.
The Yankees lead the wild card by two games and are six games behind Tampa Bay in the American League East. Jordan Montgomery was excellent for the Yankees, giving up six hits over six scoreless innings. Oakland's Paul Blackburn went five innings, allowed five hits, but no runs. Ryan Leong, Oakland.
That's where the Blue Jays beat Detroit 2-1. This is SRN Sports. More American League finals from yesterday. Rays 12, Orioles 8. Cleveland beat Boston 7-5. It was the Rangers all over Houston 13-4. Kansas City 3. In the National League, Miami got the better of the Reds 2-1. Pittsburgh 4. Cardinals 3. It was Philadelphia over Arizona 7-4. The Braves pasted San Francisco 9-0. Mets 9. Nationals 4. And Colorado over the Dodgers 5-0. Interleague play, Brewers 6. Minnesota 2. And the White Sox massacred the Cubs 13-1, the final there. Jackson Cirma drove in four runs, and Ethan Van Bell struck out eight as Michigan beat Ohio 5-2 on Sunday in the championship game of the Little League World Series. The team from Taylor North Little League delivered the first LLWS title for the state of Michigan since 1959. And in the NFL, the Vikings have re-signed five-time Pro Bowl safety Harrison Smith. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I used to be indecisive and now I'm not so sure. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a safe and great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.